This goes to Dr. Tan. It's T, like Tom, A, and like November. Last name is Lee, L-I. Fax 989-584-0307. Regarding Patricia Copeland, C-O-P-E-L-A-N-D. Date of birth 12/6/1961. Dear Dr. Lee, this is a consultation for Mrs. Copeland, who was sent for evaluation of medullary calcinosis, noted on CT scan. She also had a CT urography study done 9/5/2023, which showed calcifications throughout the renal pyramids bilaterally. The kidneys enhanced well. There was no solid or cystic renal masses noted. There were no areas of hydronephrosis, no obstructive uropathy, no ureteral or bladder calculi were noted. The bladder was non-distended and unremarkable. No bladder wall thickening or masses were noted. The patient also has a congenital history of medullary sponge kidneys that also led to recurrent urinary tract infections when she was in her 20s. She would have them several times a month, and as soon as she'd get off antibiotics, she would require more antibiotics. Her only complaint at this time is severe joint pain, back pain, neck pain, and hand pain, with quite a bit of swelling in her hands. And she has seen a local rheumatologist and wasn't especially comfortable with the recommendations that were made, and she's wondering if a second opinion would be helpful. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness. She does have severe tinnitus and actually hears her heartbeat in her ears when she's trying to sleep at night. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, wheezing, or cough, no current cloudiness, blood, or foaminess of the urine, no edema or claudication symptoms. She does have some unusual red rashes on her arms, and occasionally this happens on her face also. She does have edema of her hands and fingers. That is fairly new. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes for several years. She's on insulin, diabetic neuropathy, hypertension, recurrent sinusitis, hyperlipidemia, multiple bilateral pulmonary nodules, and mediastinal lymphadenopathy. She is being referred to a pulmonologist in Mount Pleasant for further evaluation and testing for these conditions. Chronic tinnitus, arthritis generalized, a history of recurrent UTIs, and one instance, or she's had two diagnoses of pyelonephritis that did not require hospitalization. She's had two kidney stones. One required lithotripsy, and the other passed spontaneously, and those started when she was in her 30s. She's had none since. Past surgical history, she had a cesarean section in 1981, tubal ligation in 2004. She had a hysterectomy in 2002 also, and abdominoplasty in 2004. Back surgery with CAGE. Superficial keratectomy, keratectomy, however that's said, keratectomy, 2013, and lithotripsy. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker, has not ever smoked. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, and she is retired. She has three adult children and several grandchildren. Family history is significant for hypertension, alcohol abuse, cancer, type 2 diabetes, and her mother died of severe mesothelioma. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to sulfa, Darvocet, and penicillin. Medications, she's on Lipitor 10 mg daily, Jardiance 10 mg daily, Toujeo is 50 units daily, regular insulin is 17 units with meals, and Losartan is 50 mg once daily. And she's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height 64 inches, weight 191 pounds, pulse 80, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 74. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx, tonsils are slightly enlarged. Erythematous, she has some white drainage in the posterior pharynx. Tongue is rather prominent also. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no palpable liver or spleen, no enlargement of liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, no peripheral edema. She's got decreased sensation in feet and ankles bilaterally. She does have some red macular and papular areas on her upper arms and forearms, and cheeks are slightly red today over the nose area and the cheek area bilaterally. Labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent lab studies were done, September 21st of this year. Protein negative, blood negative. She did have 50 plus protein. A few bacteria were noted. No white cells, no red cells. CBC was done 9/19/2023, hemoglobin 14.7, normal white count, normal platelets, C-reactive protein is less than 1, sed rate is 19. We do have a 24-hour urine, pH was 5.5, negative for protein, negative for blood also. Actually, 24-hour urine for protein was done 9/23/23. And oxalates are still pending. Phosphorus in the urine is normal at 1.0. Calcium also normal at 223.8 in the 24-hour reading. And the 24-hour volume is 2,111 mLs. Her phosphorus was 4.4, parathyroid hormone 37, rheumatoid factor less than 20, ANA negative. We have labs 8/15/2023. Creatinine is 0.8. Normal electrolytes. Calcium is 9.8. 7/27/23. Creatinine 0.64. Calcium 9.9. Albumin is 4.6. The vitamin D, 25-OH, is 34. And hemoglobin A1C was last done 6/8/2023. That was 9.1. Previous levels, 7/8. And in addition to the CT urography, done 9/5/23, she had a CT scan of the thorax with IV contrast, 11/1/22, and that showed the resolution of ground glass opacities in the lungs. but she did have pulmonary nodules in bilateral lower lobe measuring up to 6 millimeters, and fatty liver was also noted. CT of the abdomen done 11-1 of 2019 showed increased echogenicity of the right renal medullary pyramids compatible with medullary nephrocalcinosis. Assessment and plan. 1, medullary calcinosis with preserved renal function, normal urine pH, normal calcium levels, normal vitamin D, normal CO2 levels. We are going to try to get old records from the Henry Ford Hospital, the Dearborn location, where she had the lithotripsy and stone retrieval. We would like to know the type of stone that was recovered, if possible. But the procedure happened at least 15 years ago, so it may not be possible to get those records. 2, if the patient needs a second opinion for a rheumatology referral due to the swollen hands and the nodules on her distal finger areas, they do have several rheumatologists in the Lansing area. Dr. June, J-U-N-E, has been very good with some of our patients. So if you, after the patient discusses this with you, that may be an option for a second opinion to have her see Dr. June. We don't suspect that some of the rheumatological issues or the lung issues are related to the medullary calcinosis, although it's entirely possible, and we will follow this over time. And so she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 to 8 weeks. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. It also was a prolonged service, reviewing multiple records and with a thorough examination and discussion of possible prognosis, which is usually quite good if we can prevent further kidney stone formation or any obstructive uropathy. With a normal kidney function, we suspect that this will not progress to any renal damage. And all care was coordinated with and directed and approved by Dr. Fuente. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.